That was Better Days by Scenic Route to Alaska, an indie band from Edmonton who've won the Western Canadian Music Award for Rock Group of the Year, as well as several Edmonton Music Awards. They've been featured on network television and have had number one songs on CBC Radio 2 and 3. I spoke with lead vocalist and guitarist, Trevor Mann, over Skype. Trevor, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I did, actually. I grew up in a little community called Riverdale in Edmonton. And both my parents, although they were separate the entire time I grew up, both of them, probably because they spent 8 years on the road together before I was born. But both of them were extremely supportive and extremely musical people. My dad, although he's never written an original song in his life, I used to fall asleep to him playing a whole book of John Denver and Glen Campbell, those kind of covers around the dinner table when I was a kid. So I was exposed to the folk music fairly early on, I'd say. And then my mom, she's always been a little bit more, I guess, confident to go out of her box. And she's written songs. She used to write songs about my grandma's famous apple pie and stuff like that. So I definitely grew up surrounded by music. And I guess speaking of my grandmother on my mom's side, every time I went over to her house as a kid, she always had a Beatles record playing on her turntables. And that's where if I really think about it, that's where I really fell in love with music. It was like the first time my cognitive brain was able to, well, not process, but able to understand just how sweet the Beatles were. And that's, I guess the rest has been history ever since then.
And you, Shay, and Murray came together very early on, I understand, as well.
We did, yeah. It was actually a really nice coincidence, because we had never, it's not like we got together and had a meeting about, you know, hey, we should make a band, you play this instrument, I'll play this one, you do that. It was kind of like, I mean, I guess the community itself, Riverdale, why I mention it, it's just like, for a while it was a lower income community. So there's a lot of artistic folks living in it. And I think, it's the equivalent of the Edmonton Muscle Shoals is as close as I can get to it. There's been a lot of talented musicians come out of here. And I think we were just always inspired by the people around us and our surroundings. And we used to come home after school, and instead of playing dodgeball, or as well as playing dodgeball, we would just jam for the sake of jamming, not with any gig or any, you know, record making in mind. It was just kind of cool to be able to make noise and somehow, like, you know, almost replicate an AC/DC song with your two best friends. And that started around when we were 11 and 12. We each picked up our respective instruments. And then when we grew older, I think I was probably about 17 before I actually really took a stab at writing my first song, which was a very vulnerable and scary process. It's a lot easier to sing other people's words and try and put your heart into it rather than, you know, be vulnerable and show off your own. But I feel like once I started doing that, it opened the floodgates, and I've been writing songs ever since. So I guess I think we've got almost 50 original songs recorded in the last 6 or 7 years, which I'm very proud of. I think that's pretty far out.
Do you typically take the lead in the songwriting process, or are you very collaborative as a band?
I guess lyrically, I've always taken the lead. I've always written all the lyrics, and we don't, the nice thing about us, like I said, it stems from us just jamming as kids, is we don't really have a formula. We don't really have, you know, we never try to put too much pressure on ourselves or have a certain goal in mind. So sometimes I'll come to the jam space with a pretty much fully finished song, and Murray and Shay just, you know, sometimes those fully finished songs will change a lot just based on the structure and the arrangement and stuff. But sometimes we just play them as is. And then other times I'll come in with, you know, just barely a riff, and we just kind of start jamming on it and see which way it goes. And sometimes it'll go a direction that we don't like, and then we'll go back to the beginning, start the riff again. And, you know, it's like, okay, try something else. And I think it really helps that we grew up playing a lot of different types of music. So, I mean, a lot of old R&B and blues and soul. And then Murray went and got a degree in upright bass for jazz performance at McGill. So he's very schooled in that realm. And sometimes he brings in, you know, tasteful augmented chords that I would not know how to describe otherwise. So we balance each other out really well, but we all also come from just a big plethora of influences. So it's easy to write songs and change the vibe, I guess.
You released your first EP in 2011, and you mentioned that you're working on some new music right now, but your fourth full-length record, Tough Luck, was released last year. How do you feel your sound evolved with that newer music?
I think that's a great question. I feel like it's not so much our sound evolving as just us maturing as people. So I think, which is, you know, that can be a good and bad thing. Cause I think there's something so beautiful. I have a hard time listening to that EP from 2011, just because personally I'm hard on myself. And that's when I just started singing, and it sounds very young, but at the same time, I think that's what makes it really impactful and very cool. And I think a lot of people really enjoyed it because there's a sense of honesty that you can't replicate when it's your first time making a record and it's your first time putting yourself out there. And honesty and nervousness, I guess, combined. And that kind of comes across on that EP. And I think even that one, we made it in over the course of two nights in Montreal, from 9 at night till 6 in the morning. So everything was live off the floor. And, you know, you only really get a couple shots at each song. So it's kind of fun to put that much pressure on ourselves when I think we were far, far more underprepared than we are now. And then now moving forward with Tough Luck, it's, you know, we got to spend a couple weeks in Vancouver, where we recorded the whole thing at Brian Adams' studio called The Warehouse, which is just this massive, beautiful studio. So I guess it's kind of a juxtaposition, you know, and now we've got more time than we probably need, although we still managed to rush ourselves pretty good, but more time than we need and a better idea of what we want to have come across. And I think that translates in the music. It's a little bit, I don't know, like, a great way to describe it. It's kind of like the fat has been trimmed off it, but sometimes, you know, you want to leave the fat on a good piece of meat because it gives it all the flavor. So I think we're just more conscious of how we want to shape our songs and shape our sound. And then I guess that being said, even Tough Luck, I mean, it wasn't like I wouldn't call it an experimental record, and I wouldn't really call it an entirely straightforward of just, you know, verse, pre-chorus, chorus, that kind of vibe. There was some experimentation within the arrangements, but I think we've done that for the last couple records, where we kept it a little bit safer and a little bit more typical song structure. And now with these new songs that we were just jamming out, I think we're going to go a little bit back. We're going to try and embrace a little bit more of those roots and that 2011 vibe, and go into it with try and find a sense of, I guess, innocence and be reinvigorated in just where we came from musically.
Can't wait to hear those.
Me too.
You have an awesome official video on YouTube for your song, How It Feels. Tell me about that song and that video.
That was an amazing time, amazing thing to film. We actually just last week, we won an Edmonton Music Award here for Music Video of the Year for that video. So that was very cool to get recognized in a different medium. We'd been awarded, I think, 4 other Edmonton Music Awards for our records before, but never something in the video category. So that's something you never really, I never thought about when we started writing songs. I never thought, oh my gosh, we're going to have to wear matching unitards and act in these videos to portray these songs. So it's funny how things like that kind of sneak up on you. We were about to release, we had a couple months before releasing How It Feels. And, you know, we thought, okay, what's a cool music video to do? And we sat down with the director, Mike Robertson, and the videographer, Corey John. And we just reminisced. We're like, oh, you know, the song, the chorus kind of feels like a 90s vibe. And then we just started talking about, you know, what did we like in the 90s, or what was unique about the 90s. And we started talking about, like, WWE wrestling and how funny that stuff was. So Mike, the director, he made a couple calls and found this ex-WWE wrestler named Massive Damage here in Edmonton, of all places, who operates his wrestling gym out of the back of a car maintenance, I guess an automobile shop. So he's got a big ring set up next to a couple of big jacks and cars that were getting fixed at the same time. You can't quite see it. We lit the place so that it looked a little bit higher budget than that. but it was incredible. Sean was a really, really nice, sweet man. And we had one day of training, and then we went and filmed the next day. So although wrestling is, I don't want to call it, it's not fake. It's actually I gained so much appreciation for wrestling by just trying to do it. But you try not to get hit as hard as possible. That's the goal, I guess, and make it look like you are. But of course, because we're such amateurs, we did get hit as hard as possible a couple times. And we came out of that not unscathed. We had bruises all over, and I'd say it was worth it. Just got back in time. All the lonely hearts. Yeah.
cards get dealt up, and I'm all in. Is this how it is? Is this how it feels when you're down and out and on your own? Is this how it feels when you're looking for something, but something's gone? How it feels.